You're listening to the 93KHJ interviews as they aired live on 93KHJ. You're hearing this time via Talonet.com. This is John Rayner, and time now for our interviews that we did with American Samoa's Red Cross. And this features volunteers Fatima Lankildi, who's the disaster chairperson, and ops coordinator Lipea Utasui, where we are discussing Red Cross and their plans for March of 2020.
Thank you very much again for our opportunity here to continue to promote our Red Cross service. This month of March, all throughout the United States of America and its territory and internationally are celebrating, highlighting the service of Red Cross. Again, our mission is to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergency by promoting the good works of volunteers, provide good service and kindness of donors, the generosity. So we're grateful of the governor for the proclamation. Allowing Red Cross essential work to be part of our community this month. And also the governor is the honorary chair for the American Samoa Board, Red Cross Board of Directors. So we're out there promoting our service and also thanking our community for their great support this past year as they continue to support our Red Cross here in American Samoa. That is our only hope with our service is our community service, especially great help from our volunteers, those who are offering their time to help out with our requests here in American Samoa.
Great. And I understand that there are some other things that people can do to sort of assist. Red Cross is one of those things you don't really think about it until something really bad happens. There's a disaster that occurs and like a cyclone or something like that. And then all of a sudden Red Cross is there on the front lines, handing out cots and setting people up with beds and you're at the shelters and whatnot. So that's a really important thing that you guys do. And it sounds like it's a year round operation. It's not like just during cyclone season or something, right?
Very true. And thank you for highlighting that. Our service is 24/7 every day of the month, every day of the year. Immediately when there's a incidents will be a house fire, flooding. We'll gladly provide that service to our families or local community when they, it's requested. Again, I've just mentioned the good work of volunteers. So when an event happens, we look at our volunteers, seek their help coming out there. With our volunteers, we accomplish a lot. And I would like to take this time to thank all those who offer their time, their service, put on hold their lives to be there day or night, even the middle of the night. So if there's a disaster, we'll out there. We'll come out there. As a matter of fact, with this past week's tropical strong winds, we can't communicate with Homeland Security. Are there incidents that we can help out? And so we're out there with our service to our people, with financial assistance that are immediately on hand to help them out. Yes, with our service, we'll continue to help our people, especially when we are giving more help through the community support financially. We have those canisters in the stores. We collect it, count it, deposit, banking it. In case there's major disasters, we are ready. Our request office here in American Samoa is ready to help out our community, whether individual assistance or incidents or mass care.
And our guest today is the American Samoa Red Cross. You're just hearing the voice of Mr. Lipea Utasui. He's the operations coordinator. We also want to welcome disaster chairperson, Madam Chair, Ms. Fatima Lankildi, who is
here.
Well,
good morning, John.
How are you?
Oh, good. I'm sorry I'm late. Boy, the traffic nowadays is...
You ain't
unbelievable.
Lying. Right.
It took me almost 30 minutes to get here from Leone. Isn't that...
Yeah, imagine if you're coming from town.
No, I'm coming from Leone.
Saying if you were coming from town, it'd be like an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, I would say, thank you, but I won't be able to make it.
Right.
Good morning, American
Samoa. I'll call it in. Good morning.
Yeah, so Lipea has already mentioned quite a few things that Red Cross is going to... have this month of March. March is always celebrated for the month of Red Cross all over. And Red Cross is always here, John. All we need is your help, American Samoa's help. We're here all year round helping people of American Samoa, whatever. Fire, floods, or whatnot, we're there. no matter what, 24 hours. And whenever you need help, we're there. And we need your help too, you know, by helping out volunteering and helping out donating and helping out with everything that you can donate for Red Cross. So when things happen, we're there. And we have the stuff for our people. So this month is very important to us, to all American Samoans, and we're looking forward to having all these activities this month. And Lipea had already mentioned quite a few of the stuff that we're going to have. And we're inviting American Samoa, come out and help us out. You know, this is so a very good organization, and it's a very giving. And this is Lenten season, you know, and we're supposed to give. So whatever American Samoa needs by disaster or whatnot, American Samoa Red Cross is there to give and to help and to assist.
Well, I wanted to ask you, speaking of giving, I understand that you have some fundraising sites that are available for the public to maybe make monetary donations at.
Yeah,
can you
I think
tell us
Lipea will
when and
will
where that
mention
is.
Mention that.
Okay.
Thank you. To add to also a very special function of our office is our Service to Armed Forces service. We are very happy to serve also our service members there. Wherever they are, anywhere in the world, Red Cross is ready to help them as well as the local families. Even the veterans, those retired, will be gladly assisting them with a loan or some other issues. That's the other purpose of our office, to help out our military, any branches of the military. So yes, we already planned for the calendar for this month. The six sites are Lafofo Screen Shopping Mall, Starkey's Samoa 2, Fangatongo Marketplace, Costu Lance, Ace Hardware, KS Mart. Yes, on the 13th and the 20th, those are the two weekends, Saturdays, where our distinguished support members and volunteers will be out there to seek our community donations financially.
So that's the next couple Saturdays, then we'll watch for you guys at those locations, huh?
Yes, please.
Okay, and finally, you have also payroll deductions. Is that an option that's available for ASG employees?
Yeah, you know, we're really trying hard to get a payroll deduction from the government. I mean, if you can just deduct 50 cents or a dollar out of your paycheck, every paycheck, that would really make a lot. And we also have ASPA, ASG, ASCC, and DBAS. So we're reaching out to them for, and the Filiti Barstow Library, reaching out for their payroll deduction. You know, American Samoa, 50 cents means a lot. 25 cents means a lot out of your paycheck. That if you put all that together in a year, that's a lot of money. And that goes directly to our needy people that when they need help, when disasters and things like that. So all of you that are working at the American Samoa government, ASPA, ASCC, DBAS, and the Filiti Barstow Library, call your finance person and say, can you take out 50 cents or a dollar out of my paycheck for Red Cross? And so we're still doing that, trying to get payroll deduction.
Okay, so that's one way that you can help if you're not out there on those Saturdays. And that's a consistent thing, huh? That comes out like every pay period?
Every pay period, you know, there's quite a few people, quite a lot of people are donating, but it could be more, you know. So we're just helping.
Yes, Mr. Sui.
Yes, this coming weekend, Sunday, it is selected for Red Cross Church Service. An invitation is sent out to our National Church Council. And, there will be sites for this service, church service, highlighting the work of Red Cross and continue seeking our community. And it will be led out by the guidance of National Council of Churches, Reverend Sao Leone Ainofie. So please look out for those church services if you'd like to attend that is supporting our Red Cross mission.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you to Governor Leimanu too for the proclamation this year and this month, and we'll watch out for that. Any questions? Is there a place that we can reach any of you at?
Yes. 699-6011-731-3018. 733-8670. And
Vito is there.
733-4823. That is our board of directors, chairman, Mr. Vito Allen Gildi.
Fatima, you know that guy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. I thought so. All right. I see some similarities there. All right. Thank you. Yeah. You guys have a great day. Appreciate you guys coming on. And thanks for all that Red Cross does for the people of American Samoa.
Malo lava. Thank you, John. And God bless American Samoa.
You got it. We'll be back after this.